Okay, let's go to next sugya, which is complicated. I was almost thinking about not giving a shiur tonight because I spent the last day and a half and I couldn't get out the sugya clear. And then I came up with something, and maybe it's good. Maybe together we'll understand it better. But it's clearly something that needs to be learned, and we can't just skip over it. So just to quickly go through the first Gemara, which we did already twice. We'll do it again. It was a month ago, before Pesach. But the Gemara starts from the beginning. In other words, Reb Zeira asked a question. If two people are holding on to a talis, and one person grabs it in front of us, he grabs the talis from the other person, Mao, what's halacha? So what's his question? The Gemara says, what are we talking about? Either Shastik, if he's quiet, or do you delay? And obviously he admits that it belongs to the other guy. So what's a kashayla? Either katsavach, and if he's screaming, so what's the shayla there? Obviously it doesn't belong to the one who grabs it. The Gemara says, no, we're talking about a case. The shasik mikova v'hodot tzavach. The beginning he kept quiet, and then he screamed, my, what's halacha? Mid'ishtik, or do you delay? Since he's quiet, so does that mean that he admits that it really was not his and therefore belongs to the other guy, and therefore the tfisa helps? I do not know, keeping a katsava chashto, since now he's screaming, igloi milsa, died the shos mikova, sava kachos le rabbonon. Now there's a reason why he kept quiet, he figured there's no point in screaming, but now he sees that the guy's walking away with it, so he screams afterwards. So the Gemara has a very specific question, at least the way we learned one pshat, simple pshat, is when a person, two people holding on to a talis, and there's a shaila the talis belongs to who it belongs to, and we said, l'chari it belongs to both of them, we don't know who the pasuk like, we don't know who it belongs to, we give it to both of them. If one of them grabs it, so the Gemara says that if it's a suffix, you know, we don't know over here what the halach is, so in the case where he grabs it and the other person is quiet and then he screams, so that's Reb Zeira's question. So then the Gemara continues, Imtim Shalei Matoch Be'echa B'Faneinu, on the bottom. If you want to say the one person who grabs it in front of us, you cannot grab, once Bezdin Paskins, the talis belongs to both of you, you cannot grab this talis. In other words, it belongs to both of you, you cannot take it away from him. It belongs to him as much as it belongs to you, you cannot grab it from him. So if you say like that, obviously, you cannot be makdish it. You can't make it hektish. You can't grab it, you can't make it hektish either. But if you say, tak ve'echa b'faneinu, that in the previous shaila, in the case where one person grabs it, we paskin, a mitzin asim yada, in the case where the person kept quiet, and then he screamed, in that case, if you, the halacha is, imtim shalem, if you're going to say, tak ve'echa b'faneinu, where the person grabs it, and then the other person first keeps quiet, and then he screams, we paskin, a mitzin asim yada, we paskin in such a case, it's like he's silent, it's considered a haidah, like it belongs to him. So how about hevigdisha v'loy takfa? If he's magdish it, he sanctifies it without grabbing it. Mal, what's halacha? Kiven da amar mal amirase legevoya kimsirase lehegedami. Since halacha by hegdish is when you say something to hegdish, it's like you give it to hegdish. Command the takfa dami. So it's like he grabbed it, and therefore what? Well, if it's like he grabbed it, Taisa says, look in Taisa. In other words, first he was quiet, and then he was with Moiche. In other words, when the Gizbor, Hektish asked him, well, it's mine now, then he screamed. So the question is, the same question. If you tell me that if you grab it, and Shosak, in the beginning you're quiet, and then you scream, that's considered, we give it to you. So how about if I don't grab it, but I'm makdish it, in the exact same scenario, where I'm makdish it, and he's quiet, and then he screams, so do we say, without grabbing it, is the same form, same thing as grabbing it? Is that what we say? Or maybe no. Hashtem mios leitokfa. He didn't grab it yet, he was just makdish it. Uksiv ishki yakdish is besekoydish, ma besa bishusoy, avkol bishusoy, lafuk yahaydaloy bishusoy. In other words, we say that since it's not in his possession, he doesn't have it yet, so therefore if it's not in his possession, he cannot be makdish it. So true, being makdish is like tkifah, it's like grabbing it, but technically speaking, since it's not in his possession yet, it doesn't really start. The hektish never starts, and therefore, hektish is not going to work. Now, this seems to be a shaila if hektish is considered like tkifah. Right? That's the Gemara's question. Is Hekdesh considered like Tkifa? Is Hekdesh considered like grabbing it? And the Gemara depends it on the previous question. So Tosfos says that our Gemara is the exact same scenario. In other words, if the person is Shasak, quiet in the beginning, and then he's Tzaveach, and then he screams, so if you said in a previous case, in such a case, that if you grab it, it's not going to work, so clearly your Makdish is not going to work either. If you say in that case it is going to work, still we have a question over here. Is Hekdesh the same as grabbing it? Or maybe Hekdesh is worse than grabbing it, and it's not going to work. That is the way Tosfos learns the question. Look at number one on the Tosfos. Hekdesh v'lo tokfo, umayri nami, kigoyin sheshosak b'shoshe Hekdesh. In other words, he's quiet when the person was makdish it. In other words, instead of grabbing it, he was makdish, and the other person kept silent. Ule b'soif, at the end, kisheshola ha-gizbar, when the gizbar asked him, by the way, give it to me, because after all, he was makdish it, tzavach, umi boile, kivin ha-mirotze l'gvoye, kimisrotze l'hegdit, have a hegdish ketokvo, d'chivin sheshosak, since he's quiet, oiduya oidele, v'have a hegdish, so it's like he's moider, and it's hegdish, or maybe, back to the anatosis, hegdish lo yavit kitkifa. Hegdish is not like grabbing it. The lama yitzavach bishvil dvarov. Why should he protest if the person is only makdishit? He's not grabbing it away from me. He's only makdishit. So if you look in Tosfos seems to say that it has nothing really to do with the question of shasak v'b'saif tzavach. The same question could have been if the person was Shasak, Shtika Koidom. Correct? That's what I would think. In other words, the question is Hekdesh the same like grabbing it? And hence, when you Shoysed, you're quiet, so then we say Shtika Koidom. Or maybe by Hekdesh, it's not like grabbing it. Lama Yitzavach. I don't know what it has to do with the previous question, Shasak Yitzavach.
Because if he doesn't protest, then why wouldn't it be Hekdesh?
Why won't it be Hekdesh?
He doesn't protest.
Because Lama Yitzavach.
The Gizbar come. Because the Gizbar come takes away.
In other words, Lama Yitzavach Mishu Advarv is only in the beginning. Only,
right,
in other words.
Right, then when he sees the Gizbar come.
Got it, got it. Okay, 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 okay. So the question really is the same question that we had before. In other words, no, but over here it's worse. Here we say that even if before it's considered a Tkifa, here it's worse. Because by Hekdesh, Lama Yitzavach Mishu Advarv. In other words, just because he didn't scream, just because he was quiet in the beginning, that doesn't mean that he admits it's his. Once he realizes at the end, the Hekdesh take it, that's when he screams.
But that side of Tosfos sounds like it is a good. He sounds like they're not debating whether Hekdesh is like the Tkifa. He coined the second, right? It is Tkifa. It's just that, what does your silence represent?
What does your silence represent?
But it would be a valid Tkifa.
Correct, correct. And the problem with that is that the Gemara doesn't say that.
Right.
The Gemara's second tzad is, that maybe Hekdesh is not a good tkifa, because even if Hekdesh is like Amiros le'gevayikim siros le'hegedomi, and it's like grabbing it, but it doesn't work, because ish kiyakdesh is beisoy, my beisoy b'shusay, I've called b'shusay, it has to be in your possession first. According to Tosfos, that's not the tutz dadim in the Gemara. It doesn't really fit in the Gemara, right? But you could squeeze it in, technically, by saying that since it's not your shoe, so therefore the guy's not screaming, something like that, but that's one problem we have with Tosfos. But okay, let's forget about that problem. But basically, Tosfos' question is the same question like before. Our scenario, the Gemara has a question. Rather than if you're grabbing it and then he's quiet in the beginning and then he's protesting, so we say, oh no, that's considered acquiescence. It belongs to you. So the question is, if you're not grabbing it, but if you're makdish it and he's quiet in the beginning, then he protests. So do we say the same thing? Because Hekdesh is like considered grabbing it, and therefore the same halachas would apply? Or do we say, no, by Hekdesh, maybe he's quiet in the beginning because he doesn't feel he has to protest, unlike by Tkifa? According to Tosfos, that's Igmar's question. Right? Make sense? Specifically, and therefore it depends on the previous Gemara. So let's see what the Gemara says. Gemara wants to bring Raya. Toshma. Gemara brings Raya from next Gemara. Dahi Masuso, next page. There was a boat. There was a bathtub, sorry. There was a bathhouse. There was a bathhouse. David Minso le Beitre. Two people had an argument over it. Right? So the halacha is, the way Tosfos explains it, listen to the case, a bathhouse where two people have an argument over it, each one says mine, so the halacha is called the Olim Gavar. What does that mean? that each one can grab it away from the other one. Called Olam Gavar, that's halacha. Kaka, Pasha's kaka, it's machlokes, when we do that length. But not now, but the simple pshat is that it's kaka, and therefore it's called Olam Gavar, each one can grab it. So the Gemara says, Masus Avaminsele Beitrei, there was a bath house that both of them were arguing over. Hayomer did you, Vayomer did you, each one says mine. Come chad minayu, akdashay. Look what happened. One came along, and instead of grabbing it, he was makdish.
Then instead of grabbing it, or after grabbing
no.
it?
No. But there's no grabbing over here. There's no grabbing kaka.
Oh, no, but if he said, shalihu v'hai didihu,
right.
Then he was makdish.
No, he just said it's mine. No, I agreed. He just said it's mine, we didn't know what to do, and he was makdish it. Come chad minayu, akdisho. So sure enough, in other words, we see from over there that Hekdesha is like Tokfa. If you makdish something, then it's like you grabbed it. Because the older rabbi stayed away from the bathhouse because they said the Hekdesh is valid.
Maybe it's just we did something.
Okay, wait. Well, let's go further. So I'm going to Rav Shai le Rabbi, ki ozis kamei le Rav Chizde, le Kafre boi menei. When you meet Rav Chizde in Kafre, ask him this question. Should we stay away from the bathhouse or not? So Gemara says, ki ozis le Sura, as he was passing by Sura, Amr le Rav Amnune, he meets Rav Amnune, Rav Amnune says, this bathhouse Shaila, I'll tell you, it's a Mishnah that it's forbidden. Why? Masnisi, it's a Mishnah. Sopik b'chayir ezechad b'chor adam v'echad b'chor behema bein targim bein tmeim. Halach is like this. If you have a sopik b'chor, tar, tamei, adam, behema, it doesn't make a difference. It's a sopik, we're not sure if this animal is the first to its mother, not the first to its mother. It's a sopik if it belongs to who? To the Jew, the Israel, or it belongs to the kohen, right? If it's a b'chor, it belongs to Jeff, right? He gets the petah hamar, the b'chor adam, b'chor behema, whatever he gets. Right? A suffix, it belongs to him. Says the halacha, it's a suffix. Hamoitzi mechaveiroi olavaraya. Halacha is, suffix, who gets to keep it? I get to keep it. Hamoitzi mechaveiroi olavaraya. V'toni Allah, and nevertheless, even though I get to keep it, the halacha is, asurim begizu v'avoido. That you can't work this animal, because it's a suffix b'char, and the kedusha is still valid. So the Gemara says, v'hocha domatok for koyein, it's a suffix. So therefore, if Jeff would go and grab the Bechar, then the halacha would be, your tkifa would help. Because it's a suffix. So takva kayin, ein maitzin oisim yodai. If you would grab the Bechar, it would belong to you. And the Gemara in the Habamina learns, the taniya maitzin chalavaraya. It says, maitzin chalavaraya means whoever has it, hamaitzin chalavaraya. The Jew has it, it belongs to him. If you have it, it belongs to you. V'chilai takfai, even if you did not grab it, the kayin, asurin v'gizav avoida. It's still, the kedusha is still valid. So we have over here a scenario whereby if you'd grab it, it would belong to the kayin, but before he grabs it, if he's makdish it, the hekdish is valid. So we see that hekdish is the same halacha as grabbing it. If you would grab it, it would belong to the Kayin. So if the Kayin does not grab it, and the Yisrael has it, and before he grabs it, he's makdish it, it's asurim begizav avoida. The Kedush is valid. So we see that instead of Hekdesha b'lay tukva, clearly works. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya, because the reason why it's Hekdesh is not because he made it Hekdesh, not because of the Kayin, because it's automatic Hekdesh. Fine. All that the Gemara pushes away. Beautiful. Ask the question on Taisus, this is not a scenario that I am Shosak, Tzavach, nothing to do with that. This is not, I'm not Shosak anything, I'm not Tzavach anything, the Kayin grabbed it, I'm Shosak, I'm Tzavach, I'm not doing anything, correct? So what does that have to do with the previous Shaila of Hekdesha B'lay Tokva? Even if the Gemara and the Havamina learned that the reason why it's Hekdesh is because the Kayin has a power to be taken of it, to grab it, but there's no Shosak, there's no Shosak and Saif Tzavach, there's no anything over here. So what does it fit with the whole previous Gemara? It doesn't make sense. Taisus asks this question. Taisus says, yeah, the Raya is not from this case. The Raya is from the previous case. But the Gemara compares the two together. So the whole thing is problematic. Understand the question? Yossi, it The whole thing, the Shosak Tzavach, doesn't really fit into Taisus. If you're looking, by the way, in the what in the Rashba is question number one, turn to the first page, number one. V'tir tu b'taisus, dochikom, this is the question. Mi amrin, and do we say, kivin da miroya le gvoya, kemsira le hedyet, kivin da akdash b'fonav, havalei le mitzavach, ki ilu tokwa masala achel, umidish ishtik odiyo idalei. In other words, since he, instead of grabbing it, he was makdash it, she should have protested, and in fact he didn't protest, it's like a riot that it's his. Oidil masava hashtim yel le tokwa chosadoka maitzavach. Ve'ena mechuber, asked the Rashba. The Sufik Bechoiris, the case of the Bechor, Jeff grabbing the carbon, the Komaisela Yechiach, the Lekele Membe Shotzak Bilosayf Tzavach, there's no shtik over there, there's no shtik in Koidah, the whole case doesn't compare the two. How does one put the two together? Doesn't make sense. Question number one on Taisus. Second question on Taisus. Third question on Taisus, at the end, the Gemara says like this, the Koin to Taisus actually asked this question, and Taisus says, well, the Rai is not from here, the Rai is from the end. At the end of the Gemara, Daf Zayinim and Aleph, the Gemara says, "My hava alodem susa." What's the final halacha with this bathhouse? The Gemara pushes it away, the previous case with the Bukhar. So the Gemara says, with the bathhouse, the bottom line, could you, is it hektish, is it not hektish? So the Gemara says, "Toshma, adom apriya barabin, hava uvde be rab chizde, v'rab chizde be rabhune, upashtum adom rab Nachman." Rab Nachman says, "Kol mama in shein yocha loitziyai v'dayonim, hegdish ein akadosh," which means, if you cannot, if you have no halachic rights to it, it doesn't, if the money that you claim is yours, you cannot really get it through Bezdin, then you cannot be Makdishit. So therefore the bathhouse is clearly not Hekdish, because you cannot be Makdishit. So Taisa brings a right from there, you see that Hekdish is not the same as Tukfa. Why? Because Tukfa, in the previous case, the bathhouse, you'd be able to grab it. Right? If called Olam Gavar, you'd be able to grab it. And nevertheless, the Mishnah, the Gemara says clearly that a bathhouse is not Hekdish, because being able to grab it doesn't mean that halachically is mine, and if halachically is not mine, I cannot make it Hekdish. So therefore, we see from there, that's Taisus Raya. Look at Taisus back all the way at the beginning on the first page. Taisus says, Umaisi, bring a Raya, Mahi Masusa, from the case of the bathhouse, the Hekdish Chad, the one was Makdishit, Vishasagidah, the other guy was quiet. Umaskana, the loya of Hekdish. At the end we said, the Hekdish is not valid. Alma, shtikasa, ena kaida. That's what Taisus learns, that it doesn't work. So they all ask the question, the Gemara is not saying because the guy was shaysik. On the contrary, maybe in the case where the guy is shaysik, then the Hekdish does work. The Gemara is talking about a case that it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because if it's not halachically yours, you can't be makdashit. What's that do with shtika kaida? Or shazam said, tzavach, the Maram Shiv asks this question. Number two, b'chol ha'tzivri shal ha'gemor le'mashma, davim mitam o'idah. Gam ha'maskona de'poshet ma'i v'alodim ha'susa, kol mamish ha'chalit v'adionim, ma'i b'kach, dil mo'ochet kivin ha'shosak, o'idah le'have a kipik o'doing. Maybe the fact he's quiet, then it means it's his. So what's the right? So the Marshal says no, because the fact that the case of the bathhouse, we're talking about the other guy's quiet, which you don't know why it's like that, so therefore it should have belonged to him because of shtika kaidah. And clearly we don't see shtika kaidah, and that's a right from the Gemara. Anyway, the whole thesis is difficult to understand. The whole thing doesn't begin, it doesn't end. However, that's with Shasim beside Tzavach. The Gemara doesn't really fit. The next Gemara with Bukhar doesn't fit. The whole thing is difficult to understand this whole Taisus. More than that, I'll give you another question, is that you think about it according to Taisus, correct? What's the reason why it should work? What's the reason why it should work? According to Taisus, the way Taisus learns, we have been fighting over this talus, and you go, we're holding on to this talus, and you come and you say, it's Hekdish. So, and I'm quiet in the beginning, and then I say, oh no, this is not good, and I'm screaming. So the Gemara's question is, if you say that, if you grab it and I'd be quiet and scream, it's considered good, so if I'm makdish it, it's also good. Why is it good if I'm makdish it? Is that the reason why it's good? No. What's the reason why it's good? And it's if I grab it, and... So the main reason why it's the same, because the shtika by Hekdash is the same like shtika by Tkifa. The shtika by Hekdash. Right. Is that what the Gemara says?
No.
Even in that case, the Gemara says, because when I gave it to Hekdash, it's like I grabbed it. But the main part is missing. Like I grabbed it, and when I grabbed it, and the guy was shaysik, shtika helped over there, and helped over there also. The Gemara doesn't say all that. The Gemara just says, when I'm giving it to Hekdash, it's like I grabbed it. As if that's enough. That's not enough. The main thing is, I grabbed it, and our shosak, and shtika by grabbing is the same like shtika by hegdish. Gemara doesn't say that.
Why not? That's the whole context.
No, the Gemara said, yeah, I know. Kemanda talk for dummy. That's enough. It's a diuk. It's a diuk. Why is it more kemanda talk for dummy? As if you grab it, that's enough. No. The main part is missing. That he grabbed it, and the other guy was quiet. And shtika by hegdish is the same
like.
I'm not saying
why
this.
Think otherwise?
Okay. There's another way to learn the Gemara. But the way Taisa learns, command the talk for dummy is not the main point. The main point is, right, Joe, you hear that question. The main point is not command the talk for dummy. So comes along the Ran, and the Ran has a different shot. The Ran says like this. The Ran says, let me see one thing. Oh, well, two questions. Before we get to the Ran, Rashi, nowhere in the sugya by Hektish does he speak about Shosak Vilbusayv Tzavach, Shosak Meikara, doesn't mention a word. The whole Rashi, all around the sugya, doesn't say anything. If you look in the Rashi in the beginning, Hegdisha B'loy Tokfe, Enu Kadesh Elam Hegdisha, therefore, Halotok V'yachal Hegdisha, doesn't give anything. According to Rashi, it doesn't seem to be a question whether the guy was quiet or not quiet. Nothing to do with that. Right? Nothing to do with the guy. And that would fit very well with the Kohen grabbing the Bechor. Because over there it's also not with the guy being quiet or Shasak. The problem is that the Gemara depends it, the Gemara says our Shaila is dependent on the previous Shaila of Shasak Ben Busayv Tzavach. So how do you put the two together? In other words, if you're depending on the previous Shaila, which has to do with quiet and then protesting, it's a silence type of question. According to Rashi, it's not that, and therefore it fits with the Bechor, but the Gemara over here puts it together with the first Shaila, which has to do with being quiet and not being quiet. So, how do you understand Pshat like that? So the Ran says of Pshat the following. The Ran says that, he said like this, the question is a different question altogether. The question is, says the Ran, that in the previous question, if we said Shosak, if the guy grabs it, and the other person was quiet, and then he screamed, correct? So what was the Gemara's question? So the Ran, the way he learned Pshat in the Gemara beforehand, is that it wasn't a question whether Shtika Kaida or not Shtika Kaida. The question was, the Ran says, that even by a Shosak, if he's quiet and then he protests, it's only a Suffolk if he's Maida or not. But the question is, whether when two people are holding on to a talis, do we say it for sure belongs to both of them? Or it remains a suffix and we don't know what to do with it. That was the Ran's, the way he explained the Gemara before. And therefore, the Gemara's question was, when the person is shosak v'lebesayv tzavach, which is only a suffix, whether he gives it him, whether he admits it's his or not. So it depends if it belongs to both of them for sure, meaning two people holding on to talis, we say each one belongs to both of them for sure, then even if I'm giving a suffix haida, suffix shtika kaido, then he's not going to be able to grab it, he's not going to be able to take it away from the guy, the one that had it originally. But if the way we had it in the beginning is just a suffix, then it's going to work. That's the way the Ran learned the sugi before. It's not important, we're going to learn differently. But the way the Ran says is the following. Just read what he writes, the first part, and then we'll explain it. The Fikach Nirali, in number 3. Dochi Pelusha de Shmeitzer. Imtim Salema Tok Pechel Befaneinu Matzinos Yimiyadoi. If you tell me that when one grabs it, we take it away from him, Hegdesha Eina Mekudeshes, then it's not Hegdesh at all, Shekivan She'ein Ma'amidin Oysa Biyodoi, since when a person grabs it, we take it away from him, Mishum Sofik Haidazu Alma, Shanu Toifsin Oysa Kilo Oysa Mitchila Bevadai, Chetzer Shoseh V'Chetzer Shoseh. Then the reason why when a person grabs it, we don't give it to the one grabbing it, because we say, hey, it belongs for sure to the other guy. You grabbing it away is not going to make any difference. V'chivin shekein, if that's the case, pshitalon degdesh enu mukadeshes. Davalei kemagdim mom shcheder legamrei. In other words, if tok v'echad b'faneinu, if one grabs it, we don't give it to that person, then clearly if he's makdish it, it's not going to work either. Because he grabbed it, we don't give it to him. So when he makdish it, it doesn't work either. It belongs to the other guy. You can't just take what the other guy has. But if, however, you say that when one person grabs it, then we give it to that person, Alma, so there must be, ain't on the tapes in Talazu Bitchilo, the Vadai Kiloisa Shosheni. then we obviously don't look at this talis that it for sure belonged to both of them. Because if it for sure belonged to both of them, then you have no right grabbing it away from the other person. So the fact that we give it to one person, it must be that we looked at a talis to begin with, only as a suffix to both of them. That's where the Ram learns. Wait. And therefore he wants to say, and therefore, Mishumachi by the arrow, Ikilis Fuke Begdesha, when the person is magdish it, Kiloi Tokfa, without grabbing it, Afilu Loi Shazak Havera Letzovach, like Rashi. Even if the person protests, still the Hegdash would be valid. The Ram brings in a new concept that if you say that you can grab it away from the other person by Shosak Bebusayf Tzavach, then maybe Hekdish is even better, and if you Magdish it and the other person protests, the Hekdish will still be valid. That's what the Ram says. In other words, it has nothing to do with our Shaila of quiet protesting. No. Even if the guy protests from beginning to end, but Hekdish, that would work no matter what. That's what the Ram says. What's Pshat in the Ram? How do we understand it? What does it mean? So I'll tell you the way I understand the Ram, the way we explained what.
The Ram is assuming that the fact that if you grab it will let you keep it, then it must be midin vaday.
No. If we let you keep it, midin suffik. If we let you keep it,
right,
then it's not midin vaday, then it's mine, because then we don't let you keep it. If you grab it away from me and it's right. Vaday, it's mine. Correct. So if you don't let him keep it, then
no,
we say it's vaday.
If you do let him keep it.
If you do let him keep it, then it's not vaday. Then it's only suffix. It belongs to both of them. No, where are you reading? A.
Ein
motinas miyadai.
Alma.
Right. Ein on the type since zubit chala bevaday kilo shesheni. We don't say. We don't say wrong with it. Now, what's the pshat? I'll tell you the pshat. Pshat's like this. It's the same what Reb Nachum says. It's the same way I said all along. It's the same pshat in the sugya. Remember last time we said that perhaps when two people are holding on to a talis, correct? Right? And you grab it away from me. One of them grabs it away. And the other person is silent. Right? So we said shtika kaida. So what does it mean shtika kaida? So one pshat we said means, I'm silent, I admit it's yours. It's yours now for sure. But then we saw pshat, in the Rambam we saw it last time, that when I'm quiet, even when I'm quiet, it not means shtika kaida, it's yours for sure. No. All it means is that, hey, beforehand, both of us were muchzik in it, and now, by the fact that I'm keeping quiet, I'm taking away my muchzik. I'm no more holding on to it. I'm not saying it's yours. I'm not giving you the talis. All I'm saying is, hey, I'm not saying anything anymore, and I'm taking away my muchzik. I'm not holding on to it anymore. Now it's yours, midin safek. That you are a muchzik and I'm not a muchzik, so midin safek, it belongs to you.
But if I have a raya,
or even like the Rama says, if I grab it back from you, remember so the Rama says, if I grab it back from you, that also would work. Why? Because I never said it's yours. All it is I'm taking away my muchzakus. I'm taking away that I'm not a muchzik on it. That's all I'm doing. Remember we said that pshat? And we learned like that pshat in the Gemara. And the Gemara's question was that if you say, even if you say shtika kaida, so the Gemara's question is, what would be halacha if he's quiet and then he protests? The same halacha would apply. Meaning, two people holding on to a talis, and one guy grabs it, and the other guy, unless the guy protests and he says, hey, you're a thief, anything short of protesting will say that it belongs to you, but not midin vaday, not that I gave it to you, not that the money is, not that the talis is yours. All it means is,
you have now the chazaka.
You took away the chazaka away from me. Says the Ran, that maybe the Gemara's question is dependent on that shaila. In other words, if you hold, when you grab it away, then we take it back from you, so then obviously it means it's mine as much as it's yours. So even if I'm quiet, right, doesn't mean anything. Because at the end of the day, it's mine, you can't grab it. End of the story. But if I say that when you grab it, then we let you have it, that means I give up my muchzakus, correct? Comes along the Ran and says, perhaps, when you grab it, but when you make it into hekdish by definition means, then I'm already not a muchzik. hekdesh, even when I protest, I lost my muhzik. Because when there's hekdesh holding on to it, that's amirasa legavoya kimisirasa lehedyet. It belongs to hekdesh. I lost my muhzik, and midin sofek, it belongs to hekdesh. That's the Gemara's point. That's how the Gemara wants to learn over here thing. He has a massive chiddush. Joe, you following?
Even if I object.
Why? Why if I object? Because if I object, meaning, all I'm saying is that midin sofek, you can have it now. Right? I admit, by the fact that I say that by me keeping quiet, it belongs to you, I admit that I only have a right to it as long as I'm machzik in it. If I'm not machzik in it, then you can have it for now. Not for sure it's yours, but it's a midin sofek, it's yours. Says the Ran that perhaps by hekdesh, if I'm up against hekdesh, I already lost my muchzikos without, even if I protest, I lost my muchzikos. And that's what the Gemara said. It's not my words, these are the words of the Ran. Wait, read the Ran inside. He said like this. Umishumachi ikir, let's read the Ran again. Imtim salam tokvech b'vneinu m'sinas m'yodoi. Let's read it again. Imtim salam, read it slowly. The tokvech b'vneinu. Ein m'sinas m'yodoi. When you grabbed it, that means we don't take it away from you. What's the reason? So the Ran has a different shot, but the way we said it, Alma, obviously, we never said that it's mine or yours from the beginning. Etc. When both of us came with the talis, we said we don't know who it belongs to. Just each one is a muchzik. And therefore, both of them holding on misafik. And I want to add on. And therefore, in our scenario, where the guy grabs it from me, so I'm not saying that it's yours. All I'm saying is that mehilcha is moment it's not yours. But all I'm saying is that in the meantime, I'm not protesting it, and you're the muchzik, and I'm not the muchzik. Read what he writes by the arrow. In that case, big disha where you makdish ki loy tapo, even if you didn't grab it, my vafilu loy shasa chaveiroi elot savach, even if he screams, kiven the moment zeh besavach shoshneim oimet vadan yesh dekol echad vechot ezedin afilu vechetzio achel dafilu savrim anilei dafke legabe hedyoit loy mafkino mishus atoifus. In other words, only by a regular person, then we'd say, if I'm protesting, you can't take it away from me. But hekdesh, b'chol mokom hu chayo. It's chal all over. I don't have to give it over to hekdesh. Already hekdesh is grabbing it. In other words, since hekdesh is all over, so then it's like I lost my muchzikos, I lost my being a muchzik, even without doing anything. Just the fact that it was given to hekdesh. That's on the tzad, imtim salaymal, tok v'echav v'neinu, ein mitzinas miyada, which means that I never really have full rights to it, by the fact that you grab it and I let you have it. So it doesn't mean that you have it because it's yours, but you have, because in this case, it wouldn't be yours. But it's yours because I'm not a muchzik. I lost my muchzik. If that's the case, maybe by hekdesh, I automatically lost my muchzik, and that's the Gemara's question, by hekdesha, b'lay takva, superseding any type of rights that I have to it, I lost my muchzik. That is the svara, the way the Ran learns it. And the way Nachum explains it, let's read inside. Tell me if you understand a little bit better. Let's read the next page, number five. Let's read again. 5a. Ulederech zeh nimser, and according to this chat, it seems, this chias ha-toykev, the one who grabs it, b'shosak v'ul v'soiv tzovach, loy have midin hoido, not that I'm midin, it's yours, el mikoyach etzem ha-tvisa, the fact that you grab it, the lo'ilam ha-sofig lo'yucha, doesn't mean it's yours. We said it last time. The fact that I'm quiet, so it doesn't mean it's yours. It just means I'm not a muchzik, you are the muchzik. Now read what he says, 5b. Ochein, The fact that we say that if you grab it, then we don't take it away from you. My right in the talis. It's not for sure, it's mine, forever. But if you would grab it, that means that I let you have it, you're the buchzik, I'm not. It turns out that my rights in my half, it's limited, as long as I'm holding on to it. So shapi yesh lodin, then you can say, digam koydim tkifer, even before you grabbed it, isle lelishin koyach b'mamon, uv'koyach lagdishoy al tzach Yerushalayim. Then you have a right to take away my muchzik, because you always have, both of us have rights to it, as long as I'm a muchzik. And therefore, if you have rights to it, you can take over the whole muchzik by giving it to Hegdish. And then he writes in number 6, the Hegdish kitkifer, we say that volume, the next paragraph on number 6, not B, sorry, 6, on the right side. We say that volume who, the reshus gevoya nimtzes b'chol mokim shuhu, v'loy shaykh legabe Hegdish din damoitzev chavraya. The Hegdish ain't soch lahoitzi yis amom in mishus hasheni, Hegdish doesn't have to take it away from anybody, v'nimtze le b'shaas Hegdish, bot la me'aleo muchzakosay shal hasheni, then my muchzakos falls apart. Hegdish would work even if without grabbing it. The chivin shoyt koydim hegdish ikle magdish tzatzchir b'momin tzvata muchzok z'sheni, that the first guy has rights to it as long as the other guy is not holding on to it. Aladei hegdish or bottle din amos chalvei bottle muchzikosai, that through making it hegdish I'm not a muchzik anymore. Shapi is makom mazdim shoch legdish tzatzchir b'momin shach lehishayim. That's the svar that he's saying. What does he gain by saying that? Firstly, he's saying pshat in Iran. Second of all, if you learn like that, that's exactly what the Gemara says. Amirosoi legavoya, kimisirosoi lehevyot, command the takfadami. That's all the pshat. The reason why Hegdish works, because when I'm saying it to Hegdish, it's like Hegdish grabbed it. And Hegdish grabbing it, the other guy is out of the picture. Once the other guy is out of the picture, then it belongs to Hegdish automatically. That's the reason why it works. Command the takva. Not because I'm quiet and I'm admitting it. No, from the fact that we see that if I'm quiet, then you can grab it. So that means that all along, it's not vada, it's mine. It's only a suffix that it's mine. My right is only as long as I'm muhsik, and therefore, if I'm quiet, I'm giving up my muhsik. So in the case where I'm not quiet, but you are makdashit, that already takes away my muhsik, because against Hegdish, I have no right to be a muchzik, and therefore Hegdish would work even if I protest. He says the same thing. Look at number 8 there in the bottom. Kleima, Shema Momen Mutal Busafik Ben Shnei Hed Yaitis. If the Momen is a suffix between two regular people, Va Momen Tophis Bad Echem Mehem, and one of them is holding on to it, Noigim Bekushaloi, Vein Lashen Yiskuz Boy, Kim Shen Biyodai. Mashainkim Behegdish, Shem Ye Sophik Im Momen Shach Lehedil Hegdish. It's not sure if the money belongs to Hegdish or to a regular person. The head yoy toughest boy, and a regular person holding on to it, ain't zimaf clear klalis chus hegdish. So you got be hegdish, a twisel head, le maidav le merido, kishus hegdish chal b'chal mokin. Which means that a regular person's muchzik doesn't count vis-a-vis hegdish. Because if it belongs to hegdish, then I'm not a muchzik, because hegdish is all over the place. Maybe that's a svara. Trying to think a different shot. Maybe saying is that since both of us have rights to it, so the fact that I'm the only reason why I still have it is because I'm a muchzik in it. And therefore, if I'm quiet, I lose my muchzik. So that's between two regular people. Between a regular person and a hegdish, if we both have rights to it, hegdish becomes the muchzik, and I'm not the muchzik. So therefore, if the guy makes it hegdish, he's hegdish the muchzik, I'm not, and therefore, I lost my muchzikos. Maybe that's the svar that he's saying. You hear it a little bit better. You hear what he's saying? You don't hear what he's saying. Joe, what do you hear what he's saying?
You laugh when you made just Hegdish is all over. So it's like Hegdish is grabbing both sides of the talus.
Correct.
Like they're all over.
Correct. In other words, the first thought is, if we say that half it is mine, half it is yours, and therefore you cannot grab it, nothing to talk about it. Half it is mine, it's not Hegdish. What's mine is mine, Hegdish cannot take it. But if you learn that talk for echad b'fanenu, ein matzinas im yadoi, that means that it's not mine for sure and it's yours for sure. No. We both have rights to it. As long as I'm holding on to it, it's mine. I get. As long as you're holding on, you get. If you grab it and I'm quiet, I'm not saying it's yours now, but I'm saying, you know what, I'm not grabbing onto it anymore. In the meantime, you're grabbing on, it's okay. So it's all about who's holding on to it. Then it's a smart to say that since me and Hekdesh are both saying it's ours, and Hekdesh is much more grabbing on than me, because Hekdesh can hold on and I cannot hold on, it's all over. So I lost my muchzikos. Even if I protested, that's what the Gemara is saying. Or maybe not, or idilma not. And the other side of the Gemara is that no, even Hekdesh has to follow rules of who it belongs to. And since right now it's not in Hekdesh's possession, or it's not in my possession to give it to Hekdesh, it doesn't go. That's exactly the Shaila of the Gemara. So the Ran is much more clear in the words of the Gemara. The first side is that Hekdesh, wherever I give it to, Hekdesh grabs it all over the place. Command the tuck for dummy. I'm no more muchzik. It only belongs to Hekdesh. Since we both have rights to it. So it's me against a regular person. You're right. We can both be muchzik until I give up my muchzik. So if I protest, I'm not giving up my muchzik. But me against Hekdesh, if you both have rights to it, he's muchzik. I'm not. I'm out of the picture. That's the first side. I'm yirotze legavoya. Command the tuck for. Like Hekdesh grabs the whole thing. So, since we agree we both had rights to it, and now Hekdesh is a muchzik, I'm completely out. Or Dilma, maybe not. That I can never give it to Hekdesh, because since right now, I never had control, full control, I cannot give it over to Hekdesh, it never starts. So that's really what the Gemara is saying. The words of Gemara are so much better.
I don't understand the first side though. Meaning, I'm also, commissioner of the Hedio. So that could take something out of my possession and give it to Hekdesh, right? But how could Amrasimov take something out of someone else's possession?
Because the other person also doesn't have real rights to it.
But whatever his not real rights are, no better than your rights.
Correct.
Until you made the
declaration. But the only rights we have is muchzak. Hilchas
equally muchzak.
No, all right. But in Hilchas, wait. In Hilchas Mamon, we both have no real Mamon in it. Correct? The only rights I have, Misafik, is because I'm a Muchzik in it. Once Hekdesh takes over...
But Hekdesh, you're only Muchzik in half of it.
I'm only Muchzik in half, correct. Once Hekdesh takes over the Hilchas Mamon rights, which is on the whole thing, just like I have rights in the whole thing, and it's a Safik, once Hekdesh takes over that Hilchas Mamon rights, then I don't stand a chance in Muchzik, vis-a-vis Hekdesh. So therefore, Hekdesh gets everything.
You're claiming that you own the whole thing, not half.
Okay. Correct. So but it's only a suffix. Right.
But that's my point. That's why Hekdesh can take over the
whole thing. Correct. If you learn the first...
The second time Zahmour said that, something has to be yours in order to be mine.
Again, the second shot is that Hekdesh also has to follow the rules.
Right.
And by the way, and that's what the Gemara Paskins at the end. Eina yachal la'tziyah v'dayonim. That's exactly Mar's case. That's what Igmar proves that from. That's the second case. But at least Igmar's question is so much.
What is the ha? I just don't understand what the ha. Why would you think that you can be marked with something that you don't fully own? And why would you think that?
Because I do fully own it.
Nobody owns it.
I do.
You're right.
I do, but because I have the same suffix on the whole thing like the other person has. The only reason why he gets something is because he's muchzik. So if I transfer my ownership to Hekdesh, Hekdesh has full muchzik as opposed to me. I don't exist.
How do you make a transfer if it's on a suffix?
How do you transfer if it's only a suffix?
If something gets
right.
Hekdesh.
Well, let me ask you a question. When the person is shasak v'blusayv tzavach, correct? So he's not transferring ownership either. Because it's still a suffix, it's mine. Just, I'm misalik my muchzik from it. That was the introduction. So I'm also not transferring ownership. It's still something mine. Vaharaya, if I grab it back from you, it belongs to me. Correct?
But it's still only based on a suffix.
But correct. But I'm not transferring any ownership.
But once you get to Hekdesh...
One second. I'm not transferring any ownership. So why is it yours? If you grab it.
No, it's not... Who said... No one said it is yours. So, Bezdin won't come and take it away from you. It doesn't mean it's yours.
Okay. So, Mehilchus Muchzik, you can have rights to it. Correct? Even though it's not yours, Mehilchus Muchzik, you have rights to it. Because the right is the same as mine. Same by Hekdesh.
We said
by Hekdesh.
So again, we're saying it has to be yours in order to be mine.
Right,
I guess.
The Merkatz we said it's hektish besafik.
Correct. Right. It's only hektish. According to Rashi, it will only be hektish besafik. It will only be hektish besafik. Correct. As much as it's mind besafik. It's mind besafik and it's hektish besafik. But once hektish has it besafik, and they're machzik in it, then even if I protest, they're machzik in the whole thing. Yossi, you understand the concept? You don't understand the concept. It's a difficult concept. I had trouble today with this. I couldn't get it. But the Ran, if you look at the words of Ran, Seth, you tell me. Does the Ran not say it?
No.
What is he saying to Ran?
He says the suffix of the Hekish is a greater than the Yachin.
Yes. Correct. That's exactly what Gemara is saying. Why? Amirasa legavoya, kemar milsadem, kemar de tokfa. That means Hekish grabs it. Hekish grabs it.
Means.
Right. That's not the way you learned in the beginning.
You grabbed it.
You're right. It's like you grabbed it, and the other guy said quiet. No. It doesn't look like that. He learns Kamanda Tokva is that once you give it to Hekdesh, then Hekdesh has full. Hekdesh is muchzik in it.
You say you grabbed it. It's right. Only after you were makdish it that you grabbed it. It was your giving it to Hekdesh that was the grabbing. Up until you gave it to Hekdesh, you hadn't really grabbed it. You were fighting over it.
But the way I understood it, that when you're makdish it, we look at it as if you grabbed it and then gave it away in two steps.
It's like you grabbed it, and then you gave it away, and then the other guy was quiet, and they would agree or not. Okay, fine. That's the way Tyson learns. But the Ran clearly does not learn like that.
Right.
The Ran says even the guy protests. The Ran says clearly, even if the guy protests, it still is going to work.
So
what do you mean?
You grabbed it on behalf of Hektish, or Hektish comes and grabs it? That's what I'm not getting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Meaning what? If it's you grabbing it.
I have to be mocked. Again, the second side to me makes so much
more
sense.
Right, okay.
Mocked something. That's the chiddush, especially with the
Again, you can understand this better if you understand that my rights in the beginning is also on everything, and it's a suffix. Just like your rights as everything is a suffix.
Right.
So and the only reason why I get it. What, that part you don't understand?
No, it's an American. There's no suffix.
This is how I understood it. That when the guy, how I understood it, when the guy's marked the shit, right? And the other guy's quiet. So he's thinking, fine, you know, I made up this whole, I fabricated the whole story, it really belonged to him. If he's, you know, going to go and be marked the shit, I'm just going to walk away. Right? Which is not how the,
That's Tyson learned.
Correct.
That's the possum shot. That's what Tyson learned. The problem with Tyson is that he gets stuck by Bechor and everything else, which has nothing to do with being quiet.
Besides being that's marked by itself, it's also you have Kedushas and Guf versus Kedushas better than Kabayas, which may have different rules.
Okay. Fine.
Fine.
That, you're right. And that's going to be difficult according to Iran also. That's going to be everybody's going to be difficult. That's all separate here, and we'll discuss that a separate time. But at least over here, that's the problem with Tyson. If you learn it's all about quiet and protesting, the whole rest of the Gemara doesn't make sense. The Ran supervents that. He says, no, it's not about quiet protesting. I'm just being a riot from the fact that you can take it when the other guy's quiet. That shows that you really have no real rights to it, and all you had was muchzakers. And therefore, Hekdesh might be better, even when you're protesting. That's how he gets rid of it. How does it make sense? I don't know. It's a little bit better understood if you understand that both of us had rights to it, and it's only misafik that's mine. And even when I'm quiet, it's only misafik that it's yours. All it means is I'm removing my muchzakus. There's a svara to say that if both me and Hektish have full rights to it, and even if I don't remove my muchzakus, but if Hektish is up against me, I have no muchzakus. Command the talk for dummy, and I'm out of the game. And that's the reason why the first side would say that even if I protest, the Ran says, still belongs to Hektish completely. That's how the Ran learns the Gemara, based the way Rav Nachum explains it. It's difficult, it's deep, it's nuanced, but that's what the Gemara says, and that's why he learns the sugya like this.
What does it mean, I'm wrestling with the Gemara, so I hedge it? Does it mean it's as if I did a Kenyan? Right?
Okay.
Or does it need a Kenyan?
I mean, it doesn't need a Kenyan.
Does
not need a
Kenyan.
Correct.
That's what I'm wrestling.
Correct.
Does it need one?
Correct. It does not need one.
Maybe that's what Tos is saying. Tos is saying that you do need a Kenyan, so that.
Kenyan, so you have to know that it's yours.
You're hooked up, right. So then with the other guy, you
okay,
also,
correct. And if you hold, I like that. If you hold that it does not need a Kenyan.
That's the Ran.
What's the reason?
Because it's only me did something. I have no more rights to it than you do.
Correct.
But then Hektish somehow swoops.
Right, well, because I already lost my muksa code.
Everybody.
That's the second step. But clearly, the Kenyan of a Hektish
It doesn't require one.
Does not require.
It doesn't make sense. It does not follow
correct.
The rules.
Correct. Correct. Okay. That's next week. We'll do a little bit more on the Tuck for Coin part.